Do you know what steps you can take today to limit your risk for a business crisis? I'm Edward Siegel, author of the best-selling book, Crisis Ahead, 101 Ways to Prepare for and Bounce Back from Disasters, Scandals, and Other Emergencies. In today's Crisis Management Minute, I'll share some of the things you can do now to help reduce the chances of having a corporate crisis.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are several basic steps you can take today to help limit the chances of having a crisis tomorrow. To reduce the likelihood of a financial-related crisis, such as embezzlement, you should require that more than one person approves and signs corporate checks. To guard against allegations of improper behavior by staff, provide annual anti-sexual abuse and other similar training for all employees. And to protect against the impact of ransomware attacks, be sure to make backup copies of your data and other critical information on a regular basis. While there's no guarantee when it comes to preventing a crisis, the more you do to reduce your risks today, the better. In the next episode of the Crisis Management Minute, I'll discuss the best practices for recovering from a crisis. Remember, it's not if your brand, company, or organization will have a crisis, but when. And the sooner you are prepared for it, the better.